Thank you for coming into the living room this Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom has just come, and God's given him an important word, and it's going to come out as the Holy Ghost directs. Father, we need you so desperately, and you come through so many times, you never fail. We thank you for your wonderful Son that you sent. We thank you for the blessed Holy Ghost, that you didn't leave us comfortless, but you have given us a great comforter. Lord, I just pray that people would hear these messages, because I can't think of any other place, Father, where people can go to hear the truth in this dark hour. And I just thank you, Father, for the wonderful truths of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray for that mighty anointing on the listener and on Brother Freedom. Amen and amen.
Father, we just thank you, and we know that brothers pray for us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray that we'll go forth with your mighty power this day. Anoint, give strength, give me a vision this day that I'll see clearly. Not just a vision, but put the words in my mouth. And Father, strengthen me this day as a mighty as your hand can. Lord, I just praise you and I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome everybody out there and wherever you live. I want to say that we appreciate every one of you. And then all those that will come our way and hear us, I believe that God's got a message for you. See, when God called me about 40 years ago, well, he told me about today. And it's coming to pass pretty much. So I truly believe the signs of the times are truly here. And I believe everything is ready for his coming. All the fulfillments have been done. The churches have gleaned, and they're still gleaning, but that's all been done. I believe that God said he's going to do a fast work, and he's done a fast work. Since the full gospel witness men, in about back in the 50s, I was part of them, and I've seen a real move of God. I haven't seen it since. And all the churches that came against the us, is those men of God that love God with such a mighty... Oh, I just wish they was here today. It was a mighty army. Kamashita Mokuma. I went to the, I've been in the, well, they come and have a retreats. Oh, they were special. First one I went to, I seen a man with blind eyes see. I seen great miracles happen. Another man went out. He was a deputy sheriff, and how he got stung with a bee, and it, normally they just, they have almost sent him to the doctor. We just prayed for him. He cleared right up. We've seen miracles, miracles, miracles. But God is coming back soon. But those men believe in the move of the Spirit. Now, there's a bunch of yankee-danks, or rinky-danks, whatever you want to call them, in all the different fellowships that didn't believe. And we should have did a little bit more screening. We should have made sure whatsoever man that believes in heart, so is he. And most of those rinky-danks were not full of the Spirit, didn't want to be full of the Spirit. They just wanted to stop what was going on. That's truly what it was. And that's terrible when you come against the things of God. But I believe the church has done worse than that. I believe they've had a tool that's been so valuable, given to them with a birthright from heaven, that they would expound on the great things of this world while we're living in the last days, and they would move upon with power, the anointing, the strength, the visibility of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But the church gave that up. We don't need that. I know you need it, sir, lady, church. I know you need it. Because I've seen miracles happen in where I work. Here I was in a... I'd seen these men come in and bleed like I did. And I'd go out by myself and pray in the Spirit. And I'd seen miracles happen that I could not believe all the things. But what God was preparing for that hour, for this hour. And there's a dear brother, he just passed away. And he prayed for people all over the world. It's the Holy Ghost that does it. Cliff was my special friend. And I tell you, when he prayed, things happened. Oh, baby, they happened. The glory came down. And the power of God came down. The anointing comes down. Oh, I remember I went to many places over in Nevada. I went to a place, and quite a few places. And we just see God move down the aisle. We see 30, 40 people with deaf ears like I got right now. If I was there, I'd be healed. That's unusual to see someone blind receive the sight. Here they have some disease, they'd be healed. And that was the real things, like cancer. I was in a place in California. I'm not going to say where it was. It's quite a ways from here. This fellow had been in a motorcycle accident. And I was a speaker. And when I started to get up to speak, he said, the president comes and said, don't you feel the Spirit of God here? We should just let God move here. And I said, that's fine with me. So we just opened up the Lord. And this man, without anybody touching him, his bones started popping in his body. And he come back whole. I've seen these. My wife was at a convention. And I had to go in where the business was done. But she's seen the real business. There's a man that came in there that he had been in an accident. And the way she described him, it was like he was an elephant. His nose was long. He'd just been this. His bones are all broke. And this man that I told you about, he had another man that he worked with for a while. This other man was good. He moved through the Spirit of God too. These are all people that moved through the Spirit of God. And things happen. And my wife says, they prayed for him. His whole features changed. Then they prayed him three times. The next, they prayed for his whole body. And the last was they prayed for his spirit, his life. And I'll tell you, that man came out as a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's available. It was available then. And Jesus Christ says, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord, the righteous God, shall give to him only, but those he's promised to them that love him. Promises to those that love him. You know, look at Adam and Eve. They got tempted. And temptation beset them, and pretty soon they sinned. When the Bible says, when sin come forth and bring forth death, this word of God in James is so special. Blessed is the man that endureth to the end, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Praise God. You know, God has seen fit and just sort of held back in his hideaway place until now. It says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. God doesn't bring evil temptation on you, brother and sister. You do that when you get out in your home, unless the flesh has a zeal of it. It wants to boast itself. True Christians need to get out of the flesh. This flesh is still there alive, and that's the part that we need to get rid of, because with that, you're not going to be able to withstand temptation. Look at all through the Bible. Samson. You know, Delilah, finally when she came to him, says, oh, Samson, please tell me your secret. Pretty soon, he finally yielded to that temptation. And then he didn't know enough. The next minute, she called Philistines, didn't they? They bound him. And he was without power then. And she just laughed at him. That's what sin will do to you. It'll laugh at you. It'll laugh at you when it gets a chance to say, well, you dummy, why'd you fall for that? That was a trap for you. And out there today, I want you to know, you cannot go to bad places without that temptation coming to face you face to face. Every time you go, there's some cities you should not enter into. There's some places and some churches you should not enter into. Because it moves upon your heart. You may be convicted of a guilt if you've done in the past, and maybe God's forgiven you, maybe he hasn't, but God will forgive those things in the past, and he puts them on the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. But remember, it takes the Spirit of God to deliver you, man. You cannot do it in yourself. And there is those that can use Satan's power, and he'll let you think you're okay for a while, until he gets his clutches in you, got you bound, then he'll come in with pouncing you. He'll destroy you. He'll bring you down to a place. I seen a man one time in jail, and this man who was living for the Lord, and he finally yielded to alcohol. He was set free, he thought, and he got in alcohol one night. It destroyed his marriage, destroyed his life, destroyed his home for one night out. That's really a real penalty for having a little bottle of wine or whatever it was. Because when you've got those kind of elements in the spirits in you, you're not in control. The world is in you. The evilness within you, you're under his control. An old man, old woman, you need to stay away from these wicked things, these things that bring you down to a place that you can't come out of. It says, let no man say when he's tempted, he's tempted God. For God cannot tempt with any evil, neither tempted he any man. God doesn't bring those temptations to you. You do that on your own lust. When sin is bring forth, when you can come in, that sin grips to hold you. You know, you can be a good, saved person, you think, and lust can get upon you to such a degree that you might do an activity in that sin that you want to do that you would not normally ever do. I don't know where I'm speaking tonight, but I know this is true. And with that, you'll be penalized and lost your life because you can break some lines that you cannot mend again. God wants to keep us in His control. These murderers and places like that, a lot of times when they start out a little boy, my girl, they might have been pretty good people. But through this thinking away, and temptation comes their way, and they just follow that temptation. And that habit, that temptation, don't get broke. So anywhere here's a human being full of wrong spirits, walking the streets. He might see you face to face and say, brother, I'm your friend. In his heart, he wants to take your life. That's what you can face, and it's going to come fast more and more in these days that we're approaching right now. There's going to be many people with wrong intentions come to you and say, sir, would you help me out? No, you need to be away from them. You need to have the Spirit of God. And God says, leave them alone. That's why God gave the Holy Ghost in his last hour, and the people will be endued with power from on high. If your church don't move in the move of the Spirit, get out of it. Because your life, I'm saying what I see now, no man or no woman's going to be able to make it. Because there's going to be such things of deliberately change that you never thought was imaginable is going to happen. You're going to dress and see things that you've never known before. But every man is tempted when he draws away his own lust, no enticed. When lust has deceived, it bringeth forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved, but every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father above, whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And it says, when lust has been sinning, it bringeth forth death. Sin, where it is finished, bringeth forth death. When it's all ends, it's death. Life and death, the Father, the Son, made it, love it, shall leave the fruit of there. God made us that we have life and power in the tongue. God gave you a creative force within you. Well, you said, how's that? It does. Yes, it does. If you live right for Him, He will honor what you do. He'll put His signature on by you and sign and all these checks. I'm going to pray for the sick. They're going to be healed. You go out here, do this, it's going to be healed. God is going to underline you, old man. That's what it's all about. You need to seek His praise and His judgment, and you can have even some sin in your life, and He'll get you, if you want Him, He'll straighten you up that you don't no longer have any sin. Because God wants us to come out from among them. Be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and He shall receive us. He'll be a father unto us. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us, you and me, cleanse. What's cleansing me? Get the Word of God, the soap of God, to cleanse you. All filthiness, perfecting holiness. Holiness. In the fear of holiness. The Bible plainly says, without holiness, no man shall see or even please God. The Bible says we must walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful. Pray tell me, how can you be fruitful unless you're moving by the Spirit of God? Because you're limited in what you can do. You can't lay hands on sick and gonna recover. They won't. They'll get sicker on you. I've seen that. I've seen a man start praying for people because he's a good man. People get sicker. But he wasn't where he should be. When you pray, it's not just what everybody says, oh, you just pray. No, pray is the biggest thing on earth that you can do. It's the biggest thing. It isn't your money. That's the biggest thing. Not your home. Not what you possess. But I tell you, you can be rich when you see and talk to your Heavenly Father. Oh, when you come out and say, Lord, you're going to take care of me. His ears over the righteous, open to the righteous. His ears are open to righteous. He hears our requests. And He will come and touch our hearts and bring those into our heart to focus. When you pray for someone, you don't have to be ashamed because nothing happened, but it will happen. The thing is people are not where they should. They're not using the tool that God gave them to be able to use power. Now, I worked in the day with Caterpillar years ago that took certain tools to do certain work. But God's got a tool that'll do any work. That's the Holy Ghost. He knows all things, is all things. He'll help you. He'll move upon your heart, and He'll give you some joy to be with it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Oh, Prakabashita, the joy! I can have rivers, floods of peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord. Oh, the sunrise and the sunset with the joy of God. Oh, He will not deny me. He'll bless me. He'll encourage me. He'll help me to forsake those things that I don't need. Forsake the things, the temptations. He'll help me to be an overcomer. Now you say, haven't you? I've had trouble with sin. I have not a lot, but I've had some. And some's too much, because when he gets that little bit far, he might spot like getting a bar in there and just keep pulling on you. He's got a little leverage, and first thing, he can make you say, ouch. With God's help, it's the only one that can set you free from that. But when you get free, then you need to say, all the way, Jesus, I want to walk my... Because the Father is the only one that can help you. The power of the Holy Ghost is the one that lives within you. Jesus sent Him as a personal for your life, my life. A personal relationship that I can call upon the Father. And He'll send forth the Comforter, which will remove the world of sin, and lift up the wonderful name of Jesus. The power of God. But the anointing which you have received of Him abideth in you. And you need not any man teaches you. But as the same anointing is truth, and is no lie, and He has taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Very plain. A lot of Bible they want to get rid of the special word. James, John, just full of nuggets. They're just treasures. Just zillions of their glory. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that God giveth to all men liberally, and it shall be given unto him. God wants to fill us with His glory. He don't want to underwrite something. If you got trouble out here with, I'm just saying, sex, you got something wrong here with anger, He's not going to underline you. After a while, you're supposed to come out from among it and be severed. There's a time when God will work with you for 50, 60 years, but then 70, 80 years in the latter part, you need to go over to Him. And there should be growth all the way up to that point. It shouldn't be a decline, and I see a decline in the church. I see the church right now, most churches, 50 years ago, they've been ashamed of what's going on. Now it's okay. I hear now that there's some churches going to bring that one saved, always saved. But I don't believe in one saved, always saved. I believe that we have to renew our strength day by day. We have to walk holy before God. We must be accountable all the time. And God will give you strength to make that commitment to Him. To God be the glory, to God be all praise, God be all honor. God is faithful. He's faithful to help those that seek Him. To those that call upon Him, He's faithful. For His eyes run to and fro to make Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. If my people which call my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and I shall forgive his sin and heal the land. There's tons and tons of scriptures that back up what I'm saying. When I first went to this, I was probably the least liked in churches. The more I got, the happier I got in the Lord. It took the Lord, my God, to keep. I couldn't stand it nowadays, probably. Boy, but I'd go to work every morning and see miracles happen. God tell me to do this and work, and I'd see something happen. To pray, I'd see someone, our lives touched. I'd seen a whole different agenda than the old man had. Because I sought for many years to pray where it started. And out here, many of you pastors have never even learned how to pray. Now you say it's caused happening with Bible school. Well, Bible school is just supposed to something just to get you acquainted with this wonderful Bible. That's what I think. This wonderful word, and then the Holy Ghost uses it in. He said, turn over here to Acts 1:8. Jewels come out. This word of a hidden heart. David said, thy word. He's talking about this, thy word of a hidden heart, that I might not sin against who? Thee. We're talking about sin here. Blessed is the man that dureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life. Years ago, they're trying of everybody. We don't get by free. We have to work out our salvation with fear and trembleness. We have to seek God. As long as we lie, we got to work. God made us where we can take in air. We're an air machine with a little nutrients, with what we call vegetables and apple pie and all this stuff. That's sort of the things that keeps us going. But air is the quantity that we're a wind machine. And I tell you, we're not the same way. We cut our air off and we're gone. We take the air of God out of our life, we're gone. We have to renew. That's renewed. Since I've been here speaking today, that's renewing all. It's the automatic breathing in, breathing out. And that's the movement that what God made in this body. But we're the same way spiritually. He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say, Lord, He is my refuge. While we're on what we're on, blessed is the man. The Bible says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinner, nor sin of the sinners is scornful. But his light is in the law of the Lord. His light is in the law of the Lord. To get where you got to be here with blessed is the man, you're going to have to get being full of the Word. You abide in me, my Word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. You have not because you ask not. We don't read because we don't have it. We got to read it to have it. You got to read it. Take pages. Read it. Thy Word as I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Out there, this works every day, practically every day. You're faced with some temptation. Or someone says, well, would you go down to me with so-and-so? You might say, no, I can't do that. I had a man come up to me and I was really careful because just yesterday he says, asked me if I'd share with his friend my testimony. And I said, well, I don't know what you're talking about because I said, just tell him what, I said, I have to tell him that I'm a Christian, first of all. And I said, I'm not going to embarrass you or him. If he doesn't want that, I cannot tell him. Now I can tell him what the adventures of exercise, what that part does, but God moved upon it with it. So I cannot leave one without the other. They're intertwined. They're moved upon by the Spirit of God. But anyway, there's some people that don't want anything that's going to cost them anything. They want a free ride in life itself. You go out here, they think, well, I can smoke cigarettes. It's my life. But then they get sick. They're it's not free. You got to go. Someone else has to take care of them. And that's the way most things are. When we climb these mountains up here, we say, oh, I have fun going up Mount Everest, all these things. But then sometimes when you get an avalanche comes in there and covers you up, they got to call many, many people out. The cost for you because of your one time. And you need to think what you're doing because your life is a vapor. It's here for a moment. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but within it is the grass, and the grass wither and falleth, and the grass fashioned and perish is also shall the rich man fade away from his ways. All that you got, as the sun is no sooner risen, the burning heat, but it withered with the grass. Our lives are just like grass. We're just here for a second. And what we do for the Lord is the only thing that's going to be lasting. It's the only thing that's on your church. Nobody's even going to remember what your church looks like. God, I really believe. He spoke in my heart. Somebody, that church, it was just an introduction to you to get you into Him. But they want the church. It's God's church. It's His power. It's His blessing. It's His enrichment. He is the Son. His Son, He's the one that made us. When you have a right to something, you say, well, that's my right. I own you. And God owns us. Lock, stock, and barrel. All the cattle, everything on the hills, on the south, thousand hills. Everything in this world is His. The earth is the Lord, the fullness of all that dwell upon them thereof. Everything that we do, we're here just for a special time. And that time is at that time, if we're going to live for Him or not live for Him. You say, well, I'm going to have a lot of fun here. Well, you know, that's going to have a dear price on it. Because you take your life and figure how many years you're going to live without, if you can imagine yourself living in that torment for that, it's going to be forever, ever, and ever. You give your heart to the Lord Jesus, it's only yes for you, but you endure, but you do it with love because you love your Lord, because you will, and those that love Him shall keep His commandments. The Lord, joy of the Lord is your strength, the power. But any time we figure it's going to be easy down there, it's not going to be, you're not going to be sleeping. You're going to be wide awake and you're going to be in torture. You're going to be in heat, troubles. And the vexing, the wrong spirits there would be terrible. You can't imagine Adolf Hitler, all these maniacs down there with you. It's a hellish place. It's a place. There's no end of what it has. You need to examine your heart this day because God's coming soon and you need to be prepared because this is all going to pass away in a second. And the only thing you're going to be able to stand upon is what you've done for Him. Only thing has not done how many offerings I put in the offering plate. That's, you're supposed to pay your tithe, I guarantee you. But it's not that. He wants our heart. He wants our soul. He wants our whole being. We must serve God. Oh, come on, Sheila. That's what's wrong with the church. The church, there's no serving. We're to service our Creator, the heaven, the one that made us. And people say, oh, you haven't got a license. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, I do too, because I know my Father. I know it. I know what He is. He's glorious. I'm ashamed of myself because I should be a million times better than I am because of His love. But I feel that my life is a zero. And any time out there you think you're so holy, I'll tell you, brother, sister, I'd humble myself. Be ye clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around has a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That devil will cheat, he'll steal, he'll tell you lies. You're going to live with that guy. You're the one that's so God's love, joy, everything. He's wonderful. The things you can find at a grocery store. He is anything that's good in that grocery store comes from God. Our water comes from God. And down there, you know, when you're going, there's no more water. The rich man, he said, please dip my tongue. I'm in torment. If you can't hear me today, remember what Brother Freedom said, because I don't know how many times I'm going to be able to come and say more. God's coming through the clouds of glory, and you need to be prepared this day for tomorrow. You need to be prepared for the Lord's coming. The Lord is coming back. Seek Him, and you'll surely find Him. And forsaking, He'll forsake you, and you'll live miles away, because you'll live down below. It's terrible. God has an escape for that. And that escape, all is going unto man, all did I. But God gave His Son Jesus, and through His special life that He paid that I could be saved out of that and come into heaven and live. What a wonderful change, Habashim. Out there, I hope this message touches you today because He's coming soon. And Brother Freeman prayed around too long. And I'm going to really get tough. I'm going to preach Him because He needed it. I don't care what the goon squads and all them want to say, what they do, but God's real. I'm going to pray that God will bless you. I love you out there. If I've hit your toes, I want you to, yes, I hope I have. If you've been soft, you don't know where you're out, in or out, you need to trust God. If you haven't got a church, send some messages in here and I'll answer. Somehow we'll get you a message back. Something will give you some word that you can read to energize yourself. That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son that you or I can believe in Him, Jesus, and be saved. There's a way that seems right, but remember, the end thereof are the ways of death. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that He will sight you, move upon you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was fantastic. Thank God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.